Now I'm doing it.
Thank you for listening to
Damn it!
We you can't have any nice things.
So we're done? I just sit here and drink now?
Yeah.
Fucking sweet. Best podcast ever.
Shortest podcast ever.
Is that the outro?
I had the other one lined up. It's going to like switch. Yeah, I'm going to blow my phone out of the goddamn
The Geekery Podcast.
Figure.
Featuring Matt Starnslord.
Carol
the Cat.
I can't do anything
the
right.
Tiffany the Technician.
Hi.
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geek.
Oh, episode 82!
Shit, really?
Yeah.
And John Hartness was on episode 3, wow. Our first guest.
I'm old. I'm like OG and shit.
You're like the fifth Beatle if we had such a if we were the Beatles.
Or the sixth.
This is your third time on with us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me back.
Triple Absolutely. Threat. Absolutely. Yeah. I think you're the first triple. Yeah, you're the first triple.
Repeat?
Yeah.
Me and Shaq, baby.
So, normally we'd launch into the rapid fire response round, but Tiffles the technician can't find the cards, so I'm blaming her.
I'm the only one who can't do her job.
I'm distracted.
Yes, so Tiffles has taken over making our agenda. She did unratio our Guardians of the Geekery logo, but I won't mention that on air. She did give us a picture.
I thought you looked a little squishy.
But she did give us a Henry Cavill to color at our leisure. Matt's made him French with a mustache.
Le Superman.
Carol evidently is giving him a little guy liner.
Oh.
I wanted to make him the death metal Japanese group with the guy with the ponytails. So that's
I thought
I
you were
did.
Making him baby metal.
That's what I'm saying, baby metal. That's what I did.
Okay.
I made him baby metal. What are you doing there, John?
I'm trying to give him the horns that Harry Potter had in the movie aptly called Horns.
Oh, there
we go.
Written
what
by...
are you doing? Stop licking the paper, Tiffany.
I'm doing nothing.
Oh,
I will not deface.
Dear. Paper is not consented.
I will not deface.
This is a tablecloth. We usually don't have
cost paper
nice
is
room.
Not consented.
All right, so John, how
Hi.
Are you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. So we wanted to bring you on to talk to you about a little bit of your stuff.
Hooked on phonics. How are you, Jahani?
Give a little bit.
We're not to the music. We're not to the
we're
car
not,
ride
karaoke
section.
No,
of
you
things.
Don't trust her to push the button on that.
We can't afford music.
So today was the deadline for a very important and near and dear anthology that you have, but perhaps you may have a special announcement to make about that.
I may. As some of your listeners may know, back in January, I decided to expand my publishing imprint, Falstaff Books, into publishing works by other people. It was the name under which I published all of my self-published work ever since 2009 when I got started. But working with Jane Gates and Jay Requard, starting in January, we started to produce work by other people. The first thing we did was Cinched, which was an anthology all about corsets. Because
a very good one, too, I might add.
Oh, thank you. I had great writers, that's what helps. And having a publishing company is kind of akin to having a bully pulpit. So this podcast has the explicit tag, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, sweet.
Wide open.
Unexpurgated Hardness. You're all fucked now. So a few months ago, as many people may have heard, the North Carolina State Legislature hijacked the state, spent $42,000 of my and your money to call a special session of the state legislature to pass a bill called HB2. This bill was introduced at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 10 p.m. that night, it had been quote-unquote debated, quote-unquote voted on, and signed into law by our governor, Mayor Fratboy McCrory, who was generally hapless and harmless as a mayor, mm-hmm. but has moved into becoming fast track to quite possibly the worst governor in the state's history.
And done quite a torpedo to our reputation. We were the North Carolina. We were the good state.
Yeah. We were the good Carolina.
We were the number three destination for film production in the United States before McCrory and his cronies tanked the tax incentives for film production. We had a...
His cronies from Atlanta, by the way.
Yeah.
Which, look, they got all the film stuff. Gee, how did that happen?
Look at that. They might have owned a studio down there, too. We had a burgeoning art scene in North Carolina. We were pushing on improvements to education. We were widely known as a pinnacle of the New South. And now we're widely renowned as a bunch of backwoods hillbillies.
Postule instead of a pinnacle.
Yeah.
We're pretty much the pimple of society.
Yeah.
It's gotten to where I traveled to Albuquerque last month to play Magic because I'm a gigantic nerd and I did fly 2,000 miles to play a card game. I was almost embarrassed to tell people where I was from because the reactions I got was so universally negative. So I don't like being tarred with anyone else's brush. I fuck up plenty on my own.
Fair enough.
I'm bad enough, so I don't need anyone else's shit. So having a publishing company, when I heard about HB2, I decided that we were going to publish a book called We Are Not This. And it is a collection of essays and poetry and fiction and nonfiction from North Carolina writers and writers with a close tie to North Carolina. And it's all people standing up for equality. The HB2 thing, the mask they use is the transgender bathroom issue. It's about as much about bathrooms as Bull Connor and his dogs was about ethics and gaming journalism.
Yeah,
sure. But the stories in HB2 may or may not feature transgender characters. They do all feature some LGBTQ issue. The writers may or may not be LGBTQ themselves. I've kept it very vague and very open to err on the side of inclusivity, and because I wanted to produce this very quickly. I want this book to drop this summer. So today was the official original deadline for submissions. I'm going to extend that deadline until June 15th.
Oh. My birthday!
Happy birthday.
Thank
Write
you.
Me a story.
Yes, it's half done.
We had a pinky swear and we failed.
We failed so, because wedding and con.
Wedding and con. But
well, that's
why we like
valid.
You.
And the other thing is, I'm going to be reading the 70 or so submissions I already have through all of June anyway. So it's not like I'm going to be done with the book in 2 weeks.
Right.
So I'll give people another couple of weeks to send something in. We've already got stories from amazing people.
Good.
We've got stories. We've got a story from A.J. Hartley. We've got a story from Ed Schubert. We've got a story from Jay Rechward. We've gotten stories submitted from Nicole Givens Kurtz.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put in a story because it's my publishing company. We got a poem from David Childers, who is an attorney and a songwriter, singer-songwriter from Belmont, who is one of the greatest living American songwriters, and there's no justice in the music industry because he's never had a huge success. But the man's amazing. So I was so thrilled to get a submission from David. So I'm really excited about this. We've got Jake Bible from Asheville is helping promote it up there. We've got some great Western North Carolina writers submitting. Mark Blake's helping promote it in the Raleigh area, and some of the great Raleigh writers are submitting. And if people want to submit, please send me a story written in Microsoft Word, 12-point, double-spaced. Email it to anthology@falstaffbooks.com. That's Falstaff like the beer and or the Shakespearean character. So this is one of the things that we at Falstaff, we all believe it's important to stand up for the people. We want to bring voice to the voiceless, not just on social issues like this, but also the writers. We're a small press, so we're a place where new and undiscovered writers, and writers who don't necessarily fit in a New York mold, can be heard and find a path to market. Because I can take a chance on a book that may only sell 5,000 copies, whereas Tor and Rock and the big publishers, they can't do that. They'll lose their shirts. Now, obviously, I want my books to all sell far more than 5,000 copies. But we want to develop new writers, and when we see an opportunity to stand up and to stand up for our people, to stand up for our tribe, we feel it's important to do so, because coming from the theater back, from the theater world, I have a lot of friends in the LGBTQ community. The other thing is, this is a charity anthology, so as a publisher, we're going to recoup our costs on the anthology. But none of the writers are getting paid. We're not going to make a profit. All profits will be divided among three different LGBTQ organizations. It'll be a third going to Equality North Carolina, which is a political action group pushing for equality issues statewide. A third will go to Time Out Youth, which is an organization here in Charlotte-Mecklenburg that is a resource for LGBTQ youth when they have problems at school, when they have family problems because they're coming out. They provide a lot of services to the youth of the community and have done a lot of good over the years. And the third organization that we'll be donating to is Queen City Theater Company, which is an LGBTQ owned and operated or operated performing arts organization. And they do a lot of great work. And the guys that run it are friends of mine. And one of them was my old artistic director at Off Triumph. So that's where the money will go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get rich off this. Yeah. I have other books that I'll, you know, squeeze the lifeblood out of my authors for. But this is something that's really important to me. I think that we've got some amazing stories already in there. We've got some that will rip your fucking heart out. I actually have trigger warnings on a couple, and I honestly don't believe in trigger warnings in most cases, but some of these things are true. They're essays. They're true stories.
Yeah.
I gotta put a little forward saying, look, this is real, and if it's too real for you, you might want to skip to the next one. And then you can go read the Space Marines story that Jake Bible submitted about Space Marines patrolling bathrooms all around the universe. Which is fucking hilarious. So that is We Are Not This. That is our way of speaking out and showing the world that there are better ways to fight HB2 than boycotting the state. There are better ways to fight HB2 than boycotting your allies, because we've had a little bit of that in the creative community. So that's what we're doing.
Great.
Yay.
Yay.
And now you guys have 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hurtness. Yes. We won't let you down, Mr. Hurtness.
I was really scared of telling her that I broke the pinky promise.
And really, you don't have 2 weeks. You have like 8 days because we have a con this weekend.
I know. Trust me, I know. Speaking of that,
not that we would... a little hoarse because...
All you've been doing is speaking
hours,
of that.
12 hours, I was chain-smoking clove cigarettes while working on a schedule.
This is what happens when you don't legalize marijuana, kids.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Just a clove cigarette.
And just to, you know, fuck with Carol just a little bit more, she put us under Guardians of the Geekery and then under our individual names so she would accidentally double book us.
Yes.
I'm like, so. I'm still on two panels together. She's like, fuck it.
Clone. Get yourself a clone.
I'm like, well, I am going on the Orphan Black panel.
Yeah.
So. But, John, you and I are going to be doing a panel together this weekend.
Right.
Very excited about that.
That's going to be so fun.
And Starnes Lord.
Right.
And Tiffany. I think Carol is on
on a different panel at that particular moment.
I know. But that's okay.
If not, I will show up.
Yes.
Well, I heard that you can just show up and be part of panels.
You know, but we're going to be at the Embassy Suites in Concord. And as you know, the Embassy Suites in Concord has bacon. I don't know if you saw on my podcast poster, but it's like we're upstairs from the bacon.
Ooh. All right,
so,
then.
So if you'd like to see Guardians of the Geekery podcasting live, doing basically what you see us doing here, plus maybe Nerf guns.
If you see us doing things here, then get the fuck out of that tree.
I know. But we're going to be broadcasting live recording.
We're going to be recording it live, releasing later.
On Sunday morning. 10 a.m. We're going to have artist guests of honor, Ursula Vernon. At 10:30, we'll have musical guests of honor, This Way to the Egress. And at 11 o'clock, we'll have a media special guest, Bill Blair.
Sweet.
So, you have to come. I'm so glad you asked, even though it wasn't picked up by the microphone.
Who's Bill Blair?
Bill Blair holds the Guinness World Records for most characters played. Alien characters played. And he's a makeup artist. He's been on every single Star Trek series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been here before.
Yeah, I thought I had done a con with him. Yeah,
he's awesome. He was also in Argo. Did you see the movie Argo with Ben Affleck about getting the people out of the embassy?
So I don't think so.
So where was that? Was that really in Iran? Wrong.
I'm thinking it was Iran.
I believe it was Iran. I'm sorry. I'm not good at history, but...
Yeah, it was the Iran hostage crisis.
So during the Iran hostage crisis, there was a group within the embassy who were able to hide themselves away, but they were stuck, and there was no way to extract them out.
I have a song for every sentence, almost.
I noticed that. So they were trying to figure out how to extract them, and all the solutions that they were coming up with were not going to work. So Ben Affleck's character comes in, and he decides that the best way to get them out is to have them pose as a film crew for this totally horrible, awful science fiction script that they buy from Hollywood. And stuff like that. And that's how they're going to get them
that
out.
That is so not the stupidest thing I've ever heard of our government trying to do.
It actually worked. It was brilliant. But there is a scene where they're trying to sell because they know that the government is going to check up to see if this movie's legit. So they have to do this little pre-press stuff in Hollywood. And they actually get the characters designed and they have them show up at a sneak peek, like an investor movie thing. And guess who one of the characters walking around is? Bill Blair. So let me tell you this story. So my first con Carolinas, I'm going to go to a little town tangent. We're going to come right back. My first con Carolinas is a volunteer.
Does the camera go woo, 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 woo,
Wade's World. So my first volunteer opportunity at con Carolinas, I ended up sitting at a lot of the special guest table when they were in panels so that people wouldn't steal their shit. You know, their autograph.
Good idea, because at the Magic Grand Prix last weekend, one of the artist guests of honor had a portfolio full of her work stolen right off her table.
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah. And sometimes people will just lift the tablecloth over top of it, but there is not honor amongst some congoers. Yeah, I would like to say it's not the veteran congoers. It's the ones that
It's the tangentials. The people that are in there, they're like, hey, I heard this thing was going on. Maybe it'll be somebody famous.
They're already in the hotel for something else like NASCAR, and then they walk around. But so I used to sit at Bill Blair's table when he was not working and let people know when he was in a panel, let him know when he was coming back. So I got to know Bill kind of pretty well, and he and I Facebook friended each other and stuff like that. I also got to hang out with Richard Hatch and Claudia Christian. I'd like to mention Claudia Christian gave me her CD and signed it. Bill Blair gave me an autographed photo. Richard Hatch gave me
chlamydia.
Butt kiss. Yeah, basically. So, but anyway.
That's where I got that.
Whole other story.
It's supposed to be full disclosure.
So having known Bill Blair and seen him at different cons afterwards, you know, he stuck out in my mind. And so I was in a theater watching Argo. It was actually like in Cinnabar. So it was like, it had been out for a while. And I'm sitting in the back row drinking my strawberry shake as I'm wont to do. And all of a sudden I see him on there and I'm just like, that's Bill Blair! That's my friend! Not realizing there's like 20 people in front of me. And they all turned around and they were like, good for you. And I was just like, oops, I'm sorry. And everybody at the end were kind of like, so Bill Blair, who is he? You know, like,
he's that dude.
He's that dude. Because it was a screenshot just of him walking around without his alien head on.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll be watching an old movie and I'll be like, wait, that's Gina Stewart.
Yeah, I know her, yeah.
There's a, back when we used to shoot movies in this state, people from Charlotte would get cast in films.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks, Pat, you fucker.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so Bill will be there. So that's part of our podcasting on Sunday. So come check us out. Yeah. I have a rumor that we'll have some limited edition podcast pins if you come, which we'll be giving out free to anybody who asks for it. But it's special limited edition. So
I have a rumor that I'll probably be hungover.
So. That's not a rumor. That's just
a vision
of the
soon
future.
To be fact, yes.
But on top of that, we're you and I are John are, and Matt and Tiffany, not Carol because she sucks. No, it's okay. No, actually, that's not true.
She double booked.
Carol decided to share the love and split the Guardians amongst more panels so that we could talk more. So I appreciate your effort on our behalf.
Totally, that's right. It was a totally a conscious decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a nurturing caregiver.
But we're going to do the author dating game. Which,
yeah, that would be a lot of fun and really, really stupid.
Yeah. So there's going to be six authors there. So if you're looking for some new books to read, you're actually going to hear about six sets of characters in a whole new way.
You're going to meet some of those characters live and in person.
You're going to meet those characters live and in person.
I still haven't figured out which character I want to be yet.
I thought you sent me something.
I am want to change with the wind.
No, you have to let me know because I am creating scripts, dude. Oh. I need this information.
When she moderates, she fucking moderates.
Sounds like she extremes.
She doesn't like show up and go, what's up? What are we talking about? She's like, no, fuck it. I've got it down.
Yeah, Record hit me up on Facebook last week about a panel that I'm supposedly moderating that he's on. And he's like, yeah, so you're moderating this small press panel and we work for the same publisher and you're it. So what do you want me to say? I was like, bro, we'll figure that shit out Friday.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's like a week away. At that point, I was still blowing off another convention in Baltimore that day.
I know. You haven't even shared the graphic that I made for the panel yet. Which I sent to you in email.
I'm trying to come up with some really good reason that I haven't yet.
Because you're going to go home and do it
tonight. This is my complete bullshit face.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm frantically preparing signs for the con that I should have done 2 months ago.
But, so we're going to be on the author dating panel, and we have two contestants lined up, and they're going to each win a new book.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. Check it out. What other panels are you on? Are you on only
Jesus
writing
Christ.
Panels? Or
a lot.
1,000.
I'm on a bajillion because
I just added him to one.
I am once again the special guest interviewer for the author guest of honor.
Who is Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough?
Who is Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough, who I adore and am also a little frightened of.
Oh.
Because Chelsea is... Quinn's a goddess among urban fantasy writers. She's one of the people that really helped invent the urban fantasy genre. So, yeah, since she's largely responsible for, my career, she's one of the few people who actually I'm a little intimidated by. I also think she's hilarious. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I will actually prepare for that panel.
Thursday night or Friday?
Shit, I don't know. I just got
Saturday morning.
Other...
It's Saturday at 2
Oh,
o'clock,
when am I going to prepare?
Oh,
like the hour before.
Oh, okay.
I asked what I did for Scalzi, but Scalzi was great. I gave him one question. 30 minutes later, we moved on to the next one. I still have the dollar he gave me. I don't know how many panels I'm on because I haven't loaded sked.org onto my phone yet. That's a Thursday thing. There's a lot. I know we're doing a Literate Liquors Live.
Yeah,
with
that's Saturday
Quinn
night.
As well. Where we're going to talk to science fiction and fantasy writers about what people should drink while they read their books. It's kind of like wine pairings, only... No, it's really kind of like wine pairings.
Did you happen to hear Carol's wine pairings with Girl Scout cookies?
I did Rogue Podcasts where we paired Girl Scout cookies with wine, and they don't go at all.
No, no,
and the
everything.
Really cute thing is like the more you listen, the drunker Carol is. So,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like 6 lines later.
Yeah, there's one point where she cuts the middle because they're having problems getting the cork
the
out of the
champagne.
Bottle.
We
and then she comes back and is noticeably slurry.
We did Literate Liquors Live in Louisville once, and we almost and a couple of audience members almost got alcohol poisoning. It was
great.
Oh
my gosh.
I'm also doing a panel that I actually think is
legit important for writers to attend. It's about writers dealing with mental health and depression. So I hope that, and we do have a doctor on the panel, and of course several crazy ass writers. But because we work alone and it's a largely solitary environment, it is really important to come up with your own support networks. And recently lost a friend to suicide who was a up and coming writer, and with that I was like, look, we need to start talking about this more, because so many of us in the creative community on all aspects deal with some form of depression or anxiety or ADHD, or we're either medicated to the gills or we should be, or we self-medicate and take our prescriptions like I'm doing now. You know, it's something that's very much in the forefront of my mind this year, and I wanted to get people together and have an honest discussion about it. So I'm glad that you guys were able to give me some time to do that, because I think it could really help somebody.
If that is Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay. At 10, I believe.
Yeah, it's one of our later okay. in the evening panels, and so that we can all have dinner and maybe a little buzz and be a little loosened up for the panel. No, it's I think it's going to be really good. The people that we've got, Darren Kennedy is a physician. He's going to be on the panel with us. And I think Gail Martin is going to be on the panel with us. So, Gail's had a 20-year career, or a 10-plus year career as a traditionally published writer. And, you know, she and I and Darren are all at different places on our career arc, and we're still all going through the same anxieties every time we release a new work. So we'll talk about how we cope. We'll talk about how we deal with rejection, because that is every day.
Yeah. And I have to shout out here to my writer's track manager, Misty Massey, who really took care of things this year, for which I am eternally grateful.
Misty does a great job of herding cats. She has a real mommy instinct and a real nurturing side of her that we all already know about. And then she has that mommy instinct and that kick your ass side of that we all just, okay, we'll shut up and do what Misty says. So, no, she's great. I'm sure she's a real asset to you.
Yes. Yes.
It's one thing that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one track I don't really have to play in anymore, which is nice because it is the biggest track on the con.
And that's something about Con Carolina, is if you guys out there haven't come to this convention and you're a writer, you're missing out and you're shortchanging yourself. This is the best developed writing track of any convention in the Southeast, short of Dragon Con.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna claim a bit of credit there.
No, you should. You guys you should be very proud of the convention. Part of it, you luck-sacked into geography because mm-hmm. you've got people like Faith Hunter and A.J. Hartley and Carrie Ryan and Misty Massey that live near here. Beth Rivas and Jake Bible. And, I mean, the Carolinas are just full of great genre fiction writers. But the track for Con Carolinas has great creative content and great business content. And it's something that I recommend to a lot of, pardon me, beer, to a lot of avocational and up-and-coming writers, that they start to attend conventions, and that Con Carolinas is probably their best first step, because the writer's track is really valuable, and it's not ridiculously large like Dragon Con.
Yeah. I have to say, as programming director, it's almost unfortunate that I'm programming director, because I'm not actually able to attend panels that I want to attend.
I know. It's kind of like the Geek Gala for me. It's like people are like, oh, you should have seen how cool the games were. I'm like, never got in that room.
Yeah. Last year I didn't make it to one writer's track panel, which was unfortunate.
That's so much safer for some of us. I think I licked A.J. Hartley at one point.
But who doesn't want to lick A.J.?
It's not a want thing. I'm pretty sure I did. But it was an 11 o'clock panel, so I was shit-housed.
Yeah, I was pretty brutal to you guys last year. I was programming some late-night shit.
I just assumed that anything that I should be sober, relatively sober, for anything that starts at 10 or earlier. But after that, all fucking bets are off.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much the... Yeah, that's pretty much the rule at Con Carolina.
Like, and that's pretty much the rule at Con.
Yeah.
So we'll check out your panels. Also, Tiffany, you're on a panel this year.
We're on a panel together discussing Game of Thrones.
Yes, and that is Friday night at 7:30.
Yes.
And Matt Starnslord, you're on a few panels too.
What happened?
I added your name.
I know. You don't even have a picture. You're just on there.
You're just
on
there.
Left my wallet somewhere.
But you're doing the DC panel Saturday morning,
DC,
right?
DC on the small screen.
Yeah, with Crystal Isle, and Mickey's moderating that, I think. So yeah.
And then I think you're also on a couple podcasting ones, Podcasting Tech and Podcasting 101.
I didn't know until today, but yeah, I'm very excited.
Yes,
by today, he was just very excited.
I'm trying to create little, as you can tell, I've created little pictures for all of us. I'm working on Tiffany's and Mount's Nux so that we can all do that. But do come out and check it out. I think the best thing about Con Carolina is if you cannot find something that you like to do, that's your own damn fault. Because there's gaming.
You can go down
the row and just talk to writers and learn all about the books that you love. There is a dealer's room with all sorts of cool shit inside. There's bacon. Did I mention bacon? You can
come
and listen. There's burlesque. There's musical performances. There are comedy performances. There's a riff track kind of thing.
Yeah, we're riffing a movie.
Panel for next year, dude.
I'm stealing
it. Schedule that shit now.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a riff the movie on Friday night. There's Pineapple Shaped Lamps is doing a couple of new sketch comedy routines. Sci-Fi Who's Line in the middle of Saturday afternoon. There's so much shit.
Oh, I should go to that.
The Short Film Festival is awesome this year.
Cool.
And the Geek Gala booth will have a mini photo section if you want to get a picture with Star-Lord and Rocket or your own superhero self. Yes.
I was like, not me. I'm not taking any pictures. What the fuck?
Dude,
no evidence.
You are Rocket Raccoon. You're like four Rocket Raccoons.
Yeah. So, go on out to the Embassy Suites Concord.
Is there
Friday,
any
Saturday, and Sunday
of the guy who voices Rocket's voice?
Oh, Jesus. Bradley Cooper.
No.
Banana Visitor's going to be there.
Wow.
Yes, Nana Visitor is our media guest of honor. She'll have a couple panels. She'll also be on the 50 Years of Trek panel.
She's a Star Trek person, right?
Yeah, she's a Star Trek person.
I'm so bad at media guests at cons because I don't really actually ever look until I get there.
She's actually, along with Star Trek, been on several sci-fi type shows.
Cool.
That you have probably watched.
I don't doubt it.
So you will be excited once you realize who she is.
That happens to me a lot
I know,
at conventions.
Me too. I'm like, oh, I have no idea about name. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I know who you are.
It's very rare that I actually run into a media guest that I know who they are. But I will say that when I met the dude who plays Lafayette on True Blood, I actually sought him out because that guy's an amazing actor.
That's
awesome.
Because he is straight as a board. In real life.
Whoa.
See?
I had no fucking idea.
Yes.
Though, man.
Like,
oh, wow.
Beautiful wife, straight as all get out.
Oh my gosh.
That is acting. Yeah. Holy shit.
But, so, go to anthology@falstaffbooks.com if you've got something to submit in 12-point double-spaced Word document.
And you want that in Comic Sans, correct?
Frankly, I want it in Times New Roman, but all I really give a shit about is that it's in Microsoft Word, because in 10 seconds I can fix all of the other stupid formatting tricks that you did.
Right.
But if you send me an RTF file or a PDF, it's going back to you.
A PDF.
Oh my
has
God.
Happened.
Good Lord.
I've gotten several embedded in the bodies of emails.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, you need to be a good writer that I like. For me to cut and
put up with that shit.
Out.
Yeah, wow. It's like when you try to. I mean, resumes, same thing. When I was in staffing,
people are really stupid.
People are. Then also Con Carolina's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June
yes.
3rd through 5th, concarolinas.org.
Yes.
Please come check us out. Please come see us. Don't forget, if you're trying to fulfill our deepest wishes, Tiffany wants somebody dressed as her in a twin sweater set with pearls and the phone number to Henry Cavill. And then Carol is still waiting for the leather-bound
Hobbit
book.
In Latin. Come on, people.
Latin. And Matt wants bacon. He's pretty pretty simple.
He wants a bacon donut from Duck Donuts.
Yeah, I
had a bacon donut last week. It's fantastic.
No.
Yeah, there's some place in Charlotte you can actually get bacon donuts.
Duck donuts.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mom's Donuts or something in
We will check on that and report back next week. Your mama's donuts. John, would you like to stay overnight in our garage and talk some more?
Sure.
All right. Hit the button, women.
Hit button.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
How about that?
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery. And on Twitter at CLTGOG.
She found
the
plug.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery.
You'll
never find it again.
And that is
what
she said. It's so exciting when you first find your button.
It's even more exciting when somebody else finds your button.
Absolutely. Say that.